Alaska's unemployment rate in January was 7.8%, but when it's seasonally adjusted, it drops down to 6.7%. Once again, that is well below the U.S. unemployment rate of 7.9%. Caroline Schultz is an economist with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. She and other observers are waiting for things to revert back to the way they used to be before the recession, when Alaska's unemployment rate was higher than the national rate.
The Alaska rate can't keep going down forever. I mean, we know that Alaska is actually, you know, a recession aside, an area of higher unemployment than a lot of places in the United States.
Compared to January of 2010, the national unemployment rate has dropped by 1.9%, while Alaska's rate has dropped 1.5%. The region in Alaska with the highest unemployment rate is Southwest Alaska, where the January rate was 14.6%. However, there are some areas in the Southwest region that saw big declines in unemployment in January. For instance, the unemployment rate in the Aleutians West census area was 20% in December, but in January it dropped down to 8.9%. In the Aleutians Eastboro, the unemployment rate dropped down from 29.2% in December to 12.9% in January. Schultz says that's normal for this time of year.
The Aleutians region is one of the only places in the state that sees a lower unemployment rate in January than it does in December, which kind of bucks the seasonal trend that exists the rest of the state. But yeah, because of those winter fisheries, the groundfish and shellfish fisheries that are opening up in January. But other parts of Western Alaska don't necessarily get that same boost from fisheries. We have areas in Southwest Alaska that continue to have chronic rates of high unemployment. Wade Hampton and Bethel census areas are prime examples of that.
The January unemployment rate in the Wade Hampton census area was 22.9%, and it was 16% in the Bethel census area. The unemployment rate in the Dillingham census area was 11.9%, which was up from the 11% rate recorded back in December. The Lake and Peninsula Borough posted an unemployment rate of 11.8%, and it was 10.3% in the Bristol Bay Borough. Schultz says the unemployment numbers indicate healthy job markets in the population centers of Alaska, which includes Anchorage, Juneau, and the Matsu Borough.
There's less seasonal fluctuation in the urban centers, especially Anchorage and Juneau, which in Juneau it's surprising considering that, you know, it's a fairly dependent on tourism town. Anchorage is less surprising because it really is, it's Alaska. It's the closest approximation we have to a kind of a, you know, a normal lower 48 economy.
A look around the state shows the Kenai Peninsula Borough had a January unemployment rate of 9.8%, and it was 7.1% in the Kodiak Island Borough. The highest rate in the state was the 25.4% in the Hoonah-Angoon census area. The lowest rate in the state was the 4.8% in the North Slope Borough. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.